Come and hear my pleasant song, all you that would be merry, for unto you it doth belong that are both brisk and airy. A barber lived in Deptford town, believe it is no lie, sir. He loved well a bit of the brown and a nurse to turn him dry, sir. Another man lived in the town, and he did use to fiddle. The barber loved his wife also, and paid her tarradiddle. But he, poor man, was gone to sea, and little did he think, sir, that his poor wife would wanton be, and with the barber drink, sir. But on a time it happened so, the barber he did quarrel, for there is virtue, you do know, that lies within the barrel, will make an old man mare up brisk, and overcomes the youth too. This got into the barber's crown, and made him tell the truth too. Before the justice he was had, who questioned him severely, which made the barber almost mad, and he confessed clearly that he drank in a bawdy house, and that full well he knew, sir. 'Twas asked how, and he confessed that there he lay with two, sir. The justice asked him who they were, and straightway he confessed. A long-backed nurse that lived there, he plainly did express it. A very Gentile dame was she, and wore her clouded stockings. But some there are do think that she got such fine things by knockings. The fiddler's wife was fine and neat, and decently attired, and she full well could do the feat the barber oft desired. He oft embraced her in his arms, and catched her by the thing too, so that she won him by her charms, and he touched the fiddler's strings too. He had an opportunity, I pray, sirs, understand ye. The hostess she was sitting by, and topped her nose with brandy, while he did please his ladies fair, and trimmed them both so neatly, that she did wish to have a share, he did it so completely. Think it not strange what now you hear, for if you will believe it, the barber loves the sport so dear, I doubt he ne'er will leave it. Still Robin Redbreast is content, that little sneaking fool too. He accounts it all but merriment to catch his wife by the tool too. And may cruel back, she is so fine, there's few that can outbrave her. And when she drinks a glass of wine, the barber he doth shave her. And up and down where'er he goes, he mightily doth praise her. A gentle hand he hath, she knows, and well she likes his razor. And now, good people, to conclude, my thinks it is a pity the barber should these two delude that are so neat and pretty. Then, woman, I'll pray have a care, for barber's minds are waving. And now, methinks he's had his share, he may leave off his shaving.